Blog Talk Radio.
Just breathe. Just breathe. Remember to breathe. Just breathe. All around me.
Good morning, good morning, and I say to you, good day. Once again, this is a very good day. I look forward to every day. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what day it is, because as long as I have the opportunity to change my thinking, as long as I know that there are possibilities to change my life, every day is a good day for me. So if that resonates, I say take it. Take it and run with it. Oh, I'm coming to you live from also known as Sankofa Infinity. You can always reach me at SankofaInfinity.net. Sankofa Infinity at Facebook. Also, write for WordPress, so you can also find me there at Sankofa Infinity 13. Sankofa Infinity 13. Thank you. You can always reach me at I am Sankofa, Sankofa9 at gmail.com. I'm always open for comments, feedback, what have you. All right. My platform. Today, you know what, I want to be grateful, and I want to send a shout-out to BTR, Blog Talk Radio, because if it had not been for the creativity and the innovation of these people who have brought this together, I would not be able to do the thing that I am doing. So I am grateful that BTR is on the spot and open to allow others to come forth and create through the spoken word whatever is speaking through them. I am grateful for this opportunity. So I send a shout out to BTR, because we're all created by the likeness and the image of God, which is a creator. Therefore, we must be creative in all our doing. So, I just have to be grateful for that. Giving a shout out and acknowledging my ancestors, those who have come before me, and even myself as an ancestor. I acknowledge the ancestors as well as the ascended masters and the masters who have descended and who are on this earth. I recognize the five Akash being the fifth element. I recognize and I acknowledge the four corners of the earth. And I am so grateful that these non-physical aspects are a part of the non-physical aspect of who I am, which makes up the whole of who I am as the I am that I am. So, living life through the eyes of Source. Now, you know, I was reading this morning, or I was going through my scriptures and I was studying, and what is the main key here into living is your mindset. It is your mindset. It is how you believe yourself to exist on this plane. And however you believe yourself to exist, that is how you will continue to live your life. That is how you choose to be the expression of Source. I don't place judgment, or I strive not to, and it's never my intention to place judgment on how a person chooses to live their life, because at the end of the day, we are all living from a space of the manifestation and the expression of the divine that is within us. That is a given. As long as you are here on this earth, I do not care how you choose to express, you are expressing, you're always expressing yourself from the non-physical aspect of who you are. From the non-physical aspect of who you are. And this is our purpose today. This is the real purpose. The ultimate purpose is to allow the non-aspect, the non-physical aspect of who you are to manifest itself through the imperfection of the condition that you find yourself living in. That you find yourself living in and living around the circumstance. We're always creating. It's called the law of attraction. Some may have somewhat of a thorn when it comes to accepting that belief, but even a baby, when a baby is brought into this world, even though he does not speak a thing, he is always, always creating, because he or she has come from that created being in its purest form, and they still smell like heaven. So they are wise and true in their own being, and in that state, still attracting what needs to be attracted to them in order to them to unfold into the divineness of who they are. It is true. This is why babies, toddlers, whatever you, this is why they can say wise things. They can give wise advice. They can give godly counsel, but they can't take care of themselves, because they have to go through the process of being a dependent, independent, and becoming interdependent. In order to do that, one must be integrated within their being. Within their being, they have to be integrated. What does that mean? Well, let's look at the Holy Trinity. Let us look at the Holy Trinity. Now, some may say the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost. Some may say the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Some may say spirit, soul, and body. These right here, however you want to put it, however you want to believe them to be, there's a Holy Trinity. And however you see that Holy Trinity within yourself, it has to be integrated in order for you to live a life through the eye of Source, oneness. And in living through the eye of Source, you begin to see the Source in all things, people, persons, places, and things and ideas. You begin to see the Source in all things. And then seeing the Source in all things, you can begin to bless it. You can bless it wherever it is or however you may see it, and keep it moving. And keep it moving. Bless it, because this thing that you see is the expression of divinity. This is the expression of God. Now, I'm pretty sure it's easy for us to get into a space of division and duality. It's very easy for us to do that. But to live a life through the eye of Source, one must be singular, and that is bringing all duality in an integrated space so that you can see that good and evil is for the good. Good and evil is for the good. Life is drawn from the Source. Only the Source can bring success to your life. Only the Source can give you success in your life, bring it in your life, and you have peace about it. You live a life of poise and piety, peace and comfort. That is your life, a life of harmony. That's how you can measure that fruit. But even at the same time, it's still, however that fruit is expressed, it is still expressed from the divineness of that individual. That's why you can never place judgment on what is what, who is who. You can never place judgments on that unless you do it intuitively from a divine source. And when you do it from that, you can see how it's connected to everything else. Whatever you're judging is connected to everything else, the cause and effect. This is interdependence. You can see the web of life, how things, one thing connect to another. Therefore, nothing is independent outside of itself. It cannot, it doesn't work independently. It's working with something else, and that something else is working with something else, and it goes on and on and on. The web of life. This is why the spider web is such an amazing, amazing creation. Such an amazing creation. Even the spider itself. The way it's designed or the way it's created, like a figure eight, infinity. And if you pull the loop out of that, you got a whole circle, a continuum of what starts and what begins and what begins and what starts. So there is absolutely, I mean, we can say Alpha and Omega, but there is no beginning or end because it's infinity. It's only continuum. It's a continuum of the unfolding of source, the fullness and the development of the soul, the maturation of all that is, moving as faith in action. What it's about, folks. So if you can bring yourself into that space of seeing God in everything that happens. Everything that happens. You're well on your way to living a life through the eye of source. And living a life through the eye of source, you can begin to live and unfold into an authentic life. And the benefits of that is saturation. You're saturated in a celebration. That's all you want to do is celebrate. Yeah, that's all you want to do is celebrate. You want to get up and celebrate. You want to walk outside. The minute you go outside, you want to celebrate the fact that you can get up out of your home and walk outside. And even if you feel pain in walking outside, you can celebrate the moment that you can feel pain in your body, yet you are able to walk outside and be grateful for the day and the days to come past. You can't bless the past unless you make peace with it. So let me go ahead and put that out there. You make peace with it and you can bless it. You know why you can bless it? Because you see it as a blessing in your present life. You see that it had to take place in order for you to be where you are in your life, however you are in your life. It's all about your mindset. Whatever a man out of his heart, he speaks. Issues of life. issues of life. Now, when I think about issues, even when I think about karma, and I think about it along the same context, the same line, same concept, is what I'm saying, is that your issues does not have to be something contrary to goodness. Your karma doesn't have to be anything contrary to your goodness. It's just consequences, the effects. It can be your issue. I have an issue here. My issue is that I'm a beautiful woman. Now, I want you to think about this. And I know people are thinking about this when they hear this. How can that be an issue? It is issue. Is it an issue to me? Because it is me. And it brings nothing but goodness into my life. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to even say those words, to even compliment myself. If I can't come to myself with a bundle and an abundance of compliments, then I don't need to be talking with myself. I don't even need to be sitting down trying to have a conversation with myself. And I hope that resonates with someone. If you cannot bring yourself to compliment yourself and to see the good in whatever is transpiring in your life, you don't need to talk. You shouldn't even talk to yourself. You shouldn't talk to yourself. You should just wait in silence, because in your silence, volume, a frequency, a vibration is spoken, because everything is energy. Even silence is energy. So that, I mean, oh my goodness, life is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. Even though you may find yourself in dark spaces and places, it's okay. Think yourself out of it. I said think yourself out of it, because that is one thing that we were given to assist us in the progress, in the process of unfolding into the fullness of divinity. That is one thing, and it was given to us freely. I don't know if you've ever read this story or heard the story about the ghost boy, how he was. Somebody, whoever, archive listeners, or whoever is listening at this moment, check it out. What brought him out of himself was his thinking. And no one knew that he was thinking. No one knew that. Everybody outside of him, given up on him, but he thought himself out of himself. He thought himself out of himself. And the formula that got him to that space was simple. It was absolutely simple. Amazingly simple, mysteriously simple. Things that we chalk up and we discard as simple and we don't need that, those are the very things that you need. Those are the very things that you need. This is why it is wise to return unto yourself as a child. Because as a child, you're just as humble, innocent, and pure. And all you want to do is love. And all you want to do is play. You want to laugh. You want to have fun with life. You want to allow love to come into your life. You want things to come into your life to enhance the fruit of who you are. the fruits of who you are from the tree of life, as the tree of life. I ask that you all go forth today celebrating, making peace with the past, but also focusing on integration, integrating yourself. And in integrating yourself, you have to come to a space and time where you see the source in all things working together to bring about the good for you as an individual and humanity, the world, the universe, the galaxy. Let that be the word for the day. And I look forward to speaking again. It is, I always have to say, it is not I that speak it. It is the non-physical aspect that speak it through me. I'm just a willing, open, and honest vessel that it may come forth. And as my soul speaks, may I continue to feed off the fruits of my soul, because my soul beareth good fruit. It beareth the good fruit, and for that I am ever so grateful. These things that I speak, you can do as well. These things that I have stated, I have done, you can do as well. This is one of the things that Yeshua came to speak about. This is his only purpose, to help you recognize the divineness within you. Not outside of you, but within you. He said the kingdom of heaven is within you. Seek ye first the kingdom of God that is within you. And all these things that you have need and desire for, you shall have. So with that, I say go forth, enjoy the week, enjoy the next few days with celebration. Go forth and just try to celebrate everything. Just try to celebrate. And I say to you, archive listeners and listeners all over the world and the universe, be blessed. Namaste.